A Question of Belief by Donna Leon. Narrated by David Colacci.
L'empio crede con tal frode di nasconder l'impietà.
The villain believes that with fraud he can hide his wickedness. Don Giovanni, Mozart. Chapter 1.
When Ispettore Vianello came into his office, Brunetti had all but exhausted the powers of will keeping him at his desk. He had read a report about gun trafficking in the Veneto, a report that had made no mention of Venice. He had read another one suggesting the transfer of two new recruits to the Squadra Mobile, before realizing his name was not on the list of people who should read it. And now he had read half of a ministerial announcement about changes in the regulations concerning early retirement. That is, he had read half, if that verb could be applied to the level of attention Brunetti had devoted to the reading of the entire document. The paper lay on his desk as he stared out his window, hoping someone would come in and pour a bucket of cold water on his head, or that it would rain, or that he would experience the rapture, and thus escape the trapped heat of his office and the general misery of August in Venice. Deus ex machina, therefore, could have been no more welcome than was Vianello, who came in carrying that day's Gazzetto dello Sport.
"What's that?" Brunetti asked, pointing to the pink newspaper and giving unnecessary emphasis to the second word. He knew what it was, of course, but he failed to understand how it could be in Vianello's possession. The inspector glanced at the paper, as if himself surprised to see it there, and said,
"Someone dropped it on the stairs."